because only a few people there, a few people here, so we just decided.
由于今天两边的人数都很少，所以我们决定了合并。
And so, if you have some glitches along the way, so you understand them.
如果中间有一些差错的话，大家可以包含一下。
And I prepared the slides also in Chinese, so you have to refer to your English Bible, you know.
我今天所准备的那个。图示都是中文的，所以你可能需要参考你的圣经。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer before we start.
我们开始前先一起做个祷告。
就从这里，跟我们能够在这里奉你名来聚集，虽然外面是大风大雨，或者是有很多的雪在地上，很多不方便的地方，所以我们感谢你，弟兄姐妹能够来到这地方，一起来敬拜，仰望你的恩典，求主你分别的为圣，这个时间求主你所用，主要是奉主的圣名祈求。
好。
So everyone, turn off your cell phone.
请大家把你手机关掉吧。
Start from me.
好，从我开始。
Okay, let's turn to a passage reading to today is a scripture reading that's in Exodus chapter 25, 31 to 40.
今天我们所要看的圣经是出埃及记的25章31到40节。
I think a lot of people might not read this passage in detail, so let's read it from here.
我想可能你们很多人都没有机会很仔细的看过，所以我们一起看。
Okay.啊，请中文英文都好 ，OK， Chinese English， 花。
灯台两旁要
灯台两旁要一个，就是六个，就是这边三个，那旁边三个，这旁边就上有三个，形状像信花，有球，有花。有花，这个有意思。
灯台上
像花，有球有花，灯台两连接在灯台的六个小的枝子。嗯，像灯台上七个灯。要点点灯，是灯。那也是这样。来，像这样，像其他年得的，像子孙接受的，
全要放上线这样。
只是你的事。I don't know anyone has been experienced total darkness or not.
我不知道你们有没有经历过一个完全的黑暗的环境。
Anyone go scuba gone to the Oregon Cave or something like that?
有没有去过那个俄勒冈的那个山洞
？And the tour guide will take you in the cave, right?
那个导游会带你们进去那个山洞里。
And they turn off the light.
他会把灯关掉。
I say, let you explain what you experience. What is total darkness?
让你经历一下那个完全黑暗的状况。
And the Chinese describe that you cannot see your own fingers.
那时候像你就是中文是可以伸手不见五指。
But it is kind of a very strange feeling when you're in there. You know, when your eyes are not functioning, it's just totally, you know, I don't know. The experience is kind of interesting. You know, it's just kind of, you don't know what to do.
当你完全看不到一点东西的时候，你是一个很奇怪的感觉，你甚至可能会不知所措。
And someone described at the sorry about that. We should have read this paragraph too, okay? But then we skip this right now. Someone described that the darkness is the absence of light.
人形容这个黑暗就是缺乏光明。
And when you're in darkness, you know, but even a small light, a very small light, it will be very eye-catching to you.
当你在黑暗里面的时候，就算一点小小的光都是非常的捉目的。
And the darker it is, the brighter that small light seems to shine.
就一点点的光明在黑暗里面都可以很明亮的感觉到。
Some of us might want to look at the stars, you know, at night.
你们可能晚上会想要去看那个夜星。
And you want to turn off all the lights around you when you are gazing at the sky, you know.
你会希望身旁四周的灯光都关掉。
And I have this experience one time, you know, it's amazing how many stars are up there.
我有过一次这样子的经历，你可以看，真的是可以很看到天上有多少的星。
It's right by the lake, and then there's reflection on the body of water, you know, reflecting the sky, you know, so it's almost, you see the double the amount, okay?
那一次是在一个河边，那个湖边，可以从湖上可以看到那个天上的倒影。
But you see the smallest sky on the earth.In the sky.
你可以在黑暗里面可以看到很微小的一颗星。
And one night, a guy pointed out to me, "Where's the North Star?"
有一个人指给我看那个北极星在哪里。
I didn't realize it was so small, you know, at all. You know, I have to gaze at it, look very carefully before I can see a dot there. You know, that's the North Star.
啊，我仔细的看了很久，才发现那一颗北极星。
And what's that to do with tabernacle?
这跟会幕有什么关系呢？
And want to show the where the tabernacle looks like, okay?
我想要让你看一看那个会幕的那个形状。
And this is just a model. You can see that those are just you know, it's not a real thing, okay? But something like this.
这是一个会幕的模型。
And this is the outer court, you know. So this is the where common people can get in here.
这个是一个外院的地方。
And this is the holy place.
这就是圣所。
And holy place is about 30 cubits, somewhere around 45 feet.
圣所就是大概是45尺高。
And cubit, if I'm right, is from here to here, right? This is one cubit.
这是30咒。
So my cubit is about 15 inches, okay?
我的轴大概是50寸。
15寸。And Yao Ming's might be 2 feet, okay?
这大概是两尺，
姚明的可能是两尺，姚明 might be 2 feet, okay? So I don't know how exactly how far, but the average is about a feet and a half, okay?
一般就是大概是一尺半。
So this is about 30 feet, and this is about 15 feet wide.
所以大概是15尺宽。
And this place here, only the priest, you know, can go in there to serve. No, not common people cannot enter there.
圣所只有祭司可以进去。
And you can see that because it's so much covering, you know, with all those skin, animal skin, whatever, hide, and it's totally pitch dark inside there.
你可以看到外面都是用那个皮革所罩的，所以那个里面都是非常的黑暗。
And inside there, the floor plan is like this. So this is prepared for the Chinese, so I'm going to use Chinese instead of using English slides there, okay?
在里面的那个蓝图大概就是这样子。
And inside there is the holy place. This is called the holy place.
这就是圣所。
And inside there is called the Holy of Holies. Okay.
圣所的里面就是那个至圣所。
And the gate is facing east.
那圣所的门是朝着东边的。
And according to their traditions, there east is the best. Okay, the high place. Okay, there. So always the temple is facing east.
按照他们的传统，那个东方是一个比较好的一个方向。
And there are three pieces of furniture. You can say inside the holy place.
在圣所里面，你可以看到有三件的一个物件。
This is the table for the stove bread.
这个是一个放陈设饼的一个桌子。
And that is the incense altar.
这个就是放那个香坛。
And then on the south side, this is the lampstand, the golden lampstand.
南边就是这个金灯台。
And as I say here is the and between the holy and the holy of holies, there's the curtain. There's a huge curtain there.
在圣所跟至圣所的中间有一个大的布幕。
And it's not just like the normal curtain you see. It's really thick. The curtain is huge.
是一个非常厚大的一个布幕。
And when Jesus died, it's this curtain here who fell apart, who torn apart. Okay, that means that we can enter into the Holy of Holies directly.
当耶稣死的时候，这个布幕就裂开，幔子就裂开。
Anyway, today the focus is on this lampstand.
今天我们的要主要是在看那个金灯台。
And how does it look like? You know, some of them.Okay, sorry, this is something people imagine how it looks like, okay?
And
this one version of the, how it looks like.
这是其中一个人想象出来的一个金灯台的样子。
And it is made from a pure gold, okay? About a talent of pure gold.
是从一个他连德这样分量的一个金所造出来的。
Talent, you know, depends on when you look at it. Some people say 75 pounds, some people say over 100 pounds, so...It's pretty heavy, okay? So it's pretty heavy.
一个他连德大概就是75磅左右。
And some people imagine it's about 5 feet tall, you know. No one knows exactly how it looks like, okay?
有人想象成这个是一个大概50高的一个灯台，实际上没有人知道是多怎么样子的。
And here there are seven of them totally. What they call looks like the almond flower.
他们那个灯台上面有七个像杏花那样子的一个形状。
And then the oil in there, there's a wick, you know, so that each one of them has a light burning from it.
每一个这个花蕾里面就是有这个橄榄油跟那个灯芯。
灯芯 okay. Everyone knows what a wick is in this case? Have you ever used those lights before?
有没有人知道灯芯是长什么样子的
？No, okay, right? You just turn the switch on, you know, and now when I was small, I noticed, I still remember, we used that, you know, it's a 灯芯那个 wicks, it's pretty much hollow inside, you know, that the oil can just draw in there and burn at the end.
我记得小时候就是有用过像灯芯这样子的东西，它就是内中是空的，是可以把那个油那个传上去，传到那个。
There's some meaning to it too, okay, in this setting.
啊，这个设定也是有一个特别的意思的。
Now, in this case here, that inside there, like before, talked before, no, inside there is pitch dark there, okay, inside there, the only light is from this lampstand.
在圣所里面是完全的黑暗，唯一的光就是从这个金灯台上面照出来的。
And the light was never put out; it was always on.
这个灯是不会熄灭啊。
And twice daily in the morning and evening, you know, the priest attend the wicks and replenish the fuel, the oil.
每天两次，早晨跟傍晚，就是祭司会把那个灯芯跟里面的油更换。
Now why did God set up the tabernacle this way?
为什么神要把那个会幕设定成这个样子？
And God gave us, the Bible gave us some hint, you know, that the setting there.
圣经给我们一些提示，为什么是这样子的设定？
And this is in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. So for those who use the English Bible, you have to refer to your Bible, Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17.
这是在哥罗西书二章十六到十七节。
And also the other verse given here is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
另外一段经文是在希伯来书第八章五节。
And basically saying something like this, I'll just try to paraphrase it, okay, in a very quick manner. And in whatever you do, you know, the festivities, the new moons, all those festivals they keep, pretty much is a shadow of what's going to come.
所以不苟在
饮食
饮食上或节期月俗安息日都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
And Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5 talk about that. Everything they worship there down in on earth is pretty much the shadow. You know what's going to come in heaven. Okay, that's a copy in heaven. The real thing is in heaven.
而希伯来书所讲的就是他们供奉的是本是天上的事和形状的影像。
Hey, thanks,
正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说。你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
You know, this is the first time I use slides on my sermon.
这是我第一次使用那个图像。
And one time I went to give a talk, you know, and I asked for a projector, a transparent projector.
有一次我去讲一个
演讲
的时候，我就要求一个那个投影机。
And that department head just scratches. I don't even know where I can find one for you.
我就那个部门的主管就跟我说，他都不知道可以从哪里找出来一个。
Anyway, so this is the convenience. He can type this the English part of that. This Hebrews, okay? Anyway, so basically, what they say is whatever you see in the tabernacle is just a foreshadow of what's going to come.
所以基本上是说，你在会幕时候看到的只是一个往后事情的一个影儿。
By the time you see the shadow, you kind of get the shape, you know, what is it round, square, whatever. You get some idea what it is.
当你看到一个影子的时候，你大概可以从它的形状知道那个本物大概是长什么样子。
But you cannot perceive what the nature of that object is.
但是你不可以确定这个物件它的这个本质是什么。
So the tabernacle always trying to as a foreshadow, trying to tell us what is going to come, you know, about Jesus.
所以会幕只是告诉我们将来要发生的事，有关耶稣基督的。
John tells us that God is the light of the world, and in Him there's no darkness.
约翰告诉我们在神是光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
So the light in the tabernacle remind them that the presence of God.
所以在会幕里面的那个灯是提醒以色列人他们的神。
好 ，But how does this relate to Jesus?
这跟耶稣有什么关系？
And Jesus said repeatedly when he was on earth, he said he is the light of the world.
耶稣重复地说他是世上的光。
And also the Bible tells us that this light is the life of man.
圣经里面也告诉我们这个光就是生命在耶稣里头就是人的光。
人的光。You can tell we are not working well, okay, together. I mean, you have to excuse him. He just get my scripts, you know, this morning, so he has to go through very quickly, okay? And on the other hand, The Bible also tells us that light comes into the world, but the world just man loves darkness and he tries to get away from the light.
另一方面，圣经告诉我们，这个世界上的哦，人喜欢黑暗，过于哦，是因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，少爱黑暗，因他们的罪就是在此。
So what God used here is he tried to use the physical world, what is in the physical world, to teach us a spiritual truth.
神所用的方式就是用这个物质的世界来教导我们一个属灵的一个真理。
It's just like the light and the darkness in this world.
就是好像光跟黑暗在这个世界上一样。
And we walk in the light, we can see what happened.
我们走在那个黑暗，我们走在光明里面，我们可以看到发生什么事情。
But we walk in darkness, we don't see what's happening around us, and then we stumble and we get lost.
但当我们走在黑暗里面的时候，我们就会蹒跚或者是迷失。
So from a spiritual sense,
所以在属灵的层面上
，if we have Christ, we feel in Christ, we have Christ in our heart.
如果我们有耶稣基督，也有耶稣基督在我们的心里。
And God's life is in us.
神的生命在我们当中。
Then we walk in the light.
这样我们就是活在，我们就是走在光明中。
And we are not in Christ, and Christ's life is not in us.
假如我们不在基督里面的时候，也没有基督的生命。
Then we are in darkness.
这样我们就是在黑暗里。
What does mean in darkness means?
所以活在黑暗里面是什么意思呢？
Basically, just simply put it, it's just we are separate from God, okay? We don't have God's life, so we are separate from God.
简单的讲，就是我们与神分隔了。
So I hope each one of us here is in God's life, in love of God, and have Christ's life in you here.
我希望我们当中每个人都是与神在，与神同在，有神的生命在我们，你们的生命当中。
But what do you mean by walking in the light?
但是你可能会问，这走在那个光明中是什么意思？
What are the responsibilities of Christians by the time you have the light of God or the life of Christ in you?
而作为基督徒，你有什么的责任？当你接受了这个神的光在你的生命里面的时候
，It's just like the lampstand, you know, we saw in the picture there, you know.
就好像我们刚刚所看到的这个金灯台。
It seems like to me that it's very appropriate that the oil represents the Holy Spirit.
这里面的油代表了圣灵。
And we are just like the wick.
我们就像这个灯芯一样。
And through which God lights His light there.
透过我们，神把我们
transfer the oil, you know, through the wick, and then it lights.
透过我们这个灯芯，神把这个圣灵的这个燃料作为光的燃料。
Okay. So we are just the conduit. Okay. We are just the channels. You know, to channel this oil so that the light can be burned.
所以我们只是一个中介。让这个光可以透过我们燃烧那个油。
So the Christian's basic function in this world is to light this light so other people can see it.
所以基督徒的基本责任就是要把这个灯点燃。
And this is talk about in Matthew chapter 5 here.
这就是在马太福音第五章所讲到的。
Okay, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. And here we're going to talk about 16.
马太福音五章十六节讲
，Basically say that let your light be so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，就将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15 say something like this.
在腓立比书二章十四到十六节是这样讲的。
Your light is let us shine before the darkness here in this kind of distorted, you know, perverted generation.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲薄谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。将生命的道表明出来。
So our job basically is supposed to have the light of God shine through us, you know, the whole world, the darkness around us, you know, the unbelieving world around us can see.
所以我们的责任就是让神可以透过我们把身边的一些照亮出来，让还没有相信的这个世界能够看到。
What does this mean? We burn the light, you know, are we going to just hold a candle or whatever, the fresh light to just live it up there and like the Statue of Liberty, you know, whatever.
就是单单就只是拿着那个火把举起来吗？
But you can see that in Matthew chapter 5:16, what it means, the light means the good works that we do.
基本上在马太福音里面讲到，这个光就是你在主面前所做的好行为。
So let's talk about What does it mean by good work? You know, what's involved here? You know, lighting the light of, for God or the good work. What does that mean?
所以我们也看一看这个所谓的好行为，这个照亮是什照成为照耀的光是怎么意思？
Now, if living in the light means that your life is supposed to open to the public.
活在光明中表示你的生命是需要公开的。
This is the most scary part, right?
这个是最可怕的一个部分。
There's always something in our life that we have tried to say, okay, let's just keep it secret, you know.
我们生命当中可能总会有一些部分我们是想要收藏起来。
But like the light in the darkness, you know, they're the most eye-catching things.
但是在黑暗里面的光是一个非常瞩目的一个事情。
In other words, if we walk in the light,And people will pay attention to us.
换句话说，只要我们走在光明中，别人都会关注我们，专注我们。
And we are always living under the scope, and we always like living in a fishbowl.
我们就好像活在一个金鱼缸里面，会被人就是常常的审查着。
And Paul talked about we are just like on the stage that let the angels and the world look at us.
我们就好像站在一个台戏上面，给世人和天使观看。
Are you willing to live like that?
你愿不愿意活这样子的生命？
And you have the celebrity status, okay? Everyone pay attention to you.
你有一个名人的一个身份，每个人都观看着你，注目着你。
But at the same time, it is because you have a celebrity status, everyone's looking at you too.
也因为你有这样这个名人的身份，每个人都看着你。
You know that we don't practice what we preach.You'll do more damage.
如果我们的言行不一致的话，我们就是对神会有很大的伤害。
Because by the time we proclaim ourselves to the followers of Christ, all eyes are on you.
当你向人宣告你是基督的门徒的时候，每个人都会关注，都会看着你。
When I took a seminary class, you know, the professor made one statement, kind of made me sad.
当我拿个一个神学院拿课的时候，有我的教授。讲个一个评语让我是非常的难过。
And he said that in the U.S. the Muslim has more credibility than the Christians.
他说在美国那个穆斯林比基督徒更可靠，很可信。
Because Muslim at least practice what they do, what they say.
因为穆斯林他们的言行都是一致的。
In other words, a lot of Christians don't practice what they preach.
反而基督徒他们所讲的没有做到。
And my graduate school have the same experience.
那当我在研究所的时候，我也有同样的经历。
I was invited by my professor to his house for dinner.
我有曾经被我的教授邀请去一同用晚餐。
Somehow during the conversation after the meal, you know that I told him that I was Christians, you know.
在晚餐的时候，我们一些谈话当中，我都提起我是一个基督徒。
And his wife just break our face, hypocrite.
那他的太太就忽然之间就大声的说：“这个你是这个伪君子。”
And I never expected because the first time I met him, you know, I'm a guest. You know?
我没有预期会这样子的，我就是他一个第一次做他的客人。
She must have been hurt very badly by some Christians or what about the church or whatever. That she has this kind of response to the statement.
太太一定可能是曾经受过很那个伤害，受过基督徒或者是教会的伤害。
But unfortunately, this is the reality.
很不幸，这个就是现实。
And the Bible calls these kind of Christians, we call them lukewarm, lukewarm, right?
圣经告诉我们这样的基督徒是温水里面的基督徒，
不冷不热啊，
不冷不热。
Okay, 不冷不热。And they want the pleasure of the world.
他们想要这个世界的一些享乐。
And also they want the blessings of God.
他们也想要神的祝福。
And I think in the Chinese or even American, they call it fence rider. Is that right?
可能是有，就是像那个墙头草，
骑墙派是吧？有两个坐在那个中间 ，OK， fence rider， you know, you want both sides of the fence，
就
那个墙的
头草骑墙派就是要两边摆的
，Yeah， 两边的你都想要 ，OK， you want things on both sides，
就想要两边都得到好处的。
And I think this is the most miserable person in people, you know, in the world.
我觉得这是最
可悲的
人，在世上最可悲的人。
You cannot please man, you cannot please God.
你不能够 讨神的喜悦，也不能够讨人的喜悦。
Because God said, "I will spew you out from my mouth."
因为神说他会从他的口中把它吐出来。
So, are we ready, you know, to be under public scrutiny?
所以我们准备好了要面对这个公众的一个审议吗？
And the second thing, by the time you be the light of the world, is you'll be ready to be rejected by the world.
第二就是当你愿意成为世上的光的时候，你就要准备要被这个世界所遗弃。
You know, by the time people want to do something bad, they always try to recruit people, you know, to do something bad with them.
当人想要做坏事的时候，很多时都会多找同伴一起去做。
So when you say something against their lifestyle, you know.You make sure that people will turn against you.
所以当你跟他们的那个生活选择、生活方式选择有不一致的时候，他们就会针对你。
And you can see even from the master of us, from our master Jesus Christ himself, he lived a perfect life.
从我们的主耶稣基督，我们可以看得到他过一个完美的生活。
And he is the true light of the world.
他也是世上的真光。
But what happened to him? He was rejected and betrayed by people.
但他也是被他自己的人背叛遗弃。
And he healed 10 lepers, right? Remember one story? He healed 10 lepers.
他有一次医治过10个麻风病人。
How many came back?
有多少个回来？
One.
只有一个。
And he's not a Jew either.
他也不是犹太人。
And then he was a guy who was lame for 38 years.
他也医治了一个就是病了38年的人。
And what did this guy do?
这个人对他做了什么呢？
And he betrayed him to the Jews.Telling him who he is, who healed him on the Sabbath.
他背叛了他，他向那些犹太人讲，他在安息日医治了他。
So when you do good, don't expect people appreciate it.
所以当你做善事的时候，你不要期待人会感谢你。
Okay, so because it is even not happened to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在我们主身上也没有这样子的发生。
And the third thing we talk about by the time you be the light is that.You are not going to do this for your own glory.
第三样我们要讲的就是你活在光明当中，你不是为了你自己的荣耀。
And Jesus rebuked the Pharisees on this aspect.
耶稣在这一方面责备了那些法利赛人。
And they when they give, they kind of raise it. Say, this is what how much I gave.
当他们奉献的时候，他都会告诉人我奉献了多少。
I don't know whether it's true or not. Someone told me some churches in China do it this way too.
有人告诉我们在。中国大陆有一些教会也是这样子做的。
I don't know whether true or not. What they told us is the people just kind of raise the money they offer and then they put it in the offering bag.
我不知道是真的是假的，可是有人告诉我，就是有人会当他们奉献的时候会把钱举起来，然后就是有人会过去收。
And when they pray at the corner of the street so everyone can see them.
然后当他们祷告的时候，他们会在那个街角上面祷告，让每个人都看见。
And when they are fast.They look so sad. Everyone knows that. Hey, what's going on? They know that they're fasting because they're hungry.
当他们进食的时候，他们会一脸愁容，让人大都去问他们到底是在做什么。
And whatever they do it for their own glory, and they want to get an instant reward.
那他们要做的就是为了自己的荣耀，是想马上得到的荣耀。
And what did Jesus say to them?
那耶稣跟他们说什么呢
？You get your reward already.
你已经得到你想应得的荣耀。
You want to get that? That's what you get.
你想要得的，这就是你所得的。
Okay. And so a lot of things we do not for the sake of letting men see what we do.
很多时候我们做事就是为了让人看见我们做什么。
不让人看到我们做什么。
不要让我们应该不要让人看到我们做什么。
So I appreciate those who stay behind and sweep the floor, clean the kitchen.
所以我感谢那些留下来的扫地的、清理厨房的。
You know, so we clean those ladies come in and clean the bathrooms every week.
我们的姐妹每个礼拜回来就是清理这个洗手间
clean up the garbage,
倒垃圾
and even sweep out those dirt underneath the piano, you know, when no one even can see them.
有一些就是连钢琴上面的灰尘都把它扫走
And the Bible says, even if you give a cup of water to a kid, your reward will not be neglected by God.
圣经里面告诉你，如果就是把一杯水给一个需要的那个小伙子的时候，你这个行为也不会被上帝忘记的。
So be prepared, you know that your heart, you know, prepare your heart when you serve.
所以你应该准备你的心，当你去服事的时候。
Am I standing here because see I'm the big guy? You know, I preach. Everyone has to listen. You are the capture audience here.
我站在这里是因为我是这个大人物，让你们听我的那个讲话吗？
I think the one the leaders lead.
我觉得领袖会带领。
You have to stand before and do what you preach.
但是你必须要做你所讲的，跟你所讲的要一致。
And there's something happened to me, you know, in my workplace. I just wanted to get out of the script and share.
这个就有一些，这是我在职场上遇到的事情，我想跟你们这个分享的。
I think I'm the only director, senior director in the company still working the lab.
我是在我们公司里面唯一一个高级的主管，还在那个实验室里面工作的。
I still spend 50-60% of my time in front of my hood, you know, to do chemistry.
我还是花每次还是花50-60% 的时间在我的那个实验室里面戴上我的面罩去工作。
And my boss told me that they look at you as one of them, not as their boss.
我的上司告诉我们，我的下属看我是他们一伙，不是他们的上司。
I said that's exactly what I want them to look at me.
我就告诉他，这就是我想他们把我看成的一个样子。
I'm just one of them.
我只是他们一伙的。
I just have different job description. You know, that I have to do.
我只是在工作上有不同的一个工作。范畴而已。
Besides what they are doing, I have to take care of the outside, you know, dealing with other groups and things like that.
除了他们所做的这些事情以外，我还有其他外要处理的事项。
So be prepared, you know, that whatever anything you do, you know, you work for the glory of God, not for your own glory.
所以记住，你想做的一切都是为了神的荣耀，而不是为你自己的荣耀。
And I usually preach a three-point sermon. You know, that's what they teach in seminary.
我基本上我都会讲一个有三个重点的一个讲道，这个
是神学院教的。And so then time to how come this time you have 4 points?
所以
this one is on my no not the seminary notes okay this one is mine so 4 points.
今天我有一个四点的一个重点，所以就跟平常不一样。
And by the time we light for work, we are supposed to submit to each other.
We 们需要彼此的顺服。
And this is the hardest part.
这是一个非常难的部分。
We say we are submitting to God. Okay, whatever the Bible says, you follow. That's easy.
我们就
That's not that easy already. Okay, so no, don't mean easy. That's not that easy already.
要顺服神本来就不是一件容易的事情。
But by the time you say you have to listen to submit to what other people tell you to do, that is even tougher.
但你还要顺服其他人所告诉你要做的事情，这个就更难。
But this is what God wants us to do.
这个就是上帝要我们做的事。
By the time we want to be the light of the world for Him.
他要我们做这个世上的光。
You know, if you have a fireplace, if you burn wood before, a piece of wood, one piece by itself doesn't burn long, right? It just die out very soon.
假如你有一个那个火炉的话，你会发现一个只有一片木头的时候，你要燃烧起来是不容易。
And it takes 2-3 pieces of wood to burn together, then they get a good fire going.
你需要两三片的木一起燃烧，才会有一个旺的火。
The ultimate goal in a Christian life is that you show your love to this world.
在基督徒的生命里面，你最极致的行的善就是要
爱心。So it doesn't matter what you do, okay? Your ultimate goal is that you show your love.
所以不管你做什么，你最终的目的就是要彰显你的爱心。
But the love is not only expressed through each individual Christians.
但是爱心不是透过每一个基督徒就能够完全的显露出来。
The best one is to express it through a whole group, through the body of Christ.
最好的就是透过彼此作为肢体一起的去显露这个爱心。
And this is what is taught in John chapter 13.
这就是在约翰福音13:34-35所讲的。
It's like I give you a new commandment.
我是给你们一条新命令。
That you should love one another.
那是叫你们彼此相爱。
If you have love for each one another, then the world will know that you are my disciples.
你们怎样爱我，怎么爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们要彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So they say it takes a village to raise a kid, right?
有人说要全串一起的才可以供养一个小孩。养大一个小孩。
Also, it takes the whole body of Christ, you know, to light up together to show the love of God.
也要说，就是需要整个基督的肢体才可以显露神的爱。
So when someone new walk in here, they sense that the church loves them, you know.
所以当一个新人来到教会的时候，他可以感觉到整个教会爱他。
And not only one person, you know, like Ricky or Irene or whatever, show their love. Each one of us have to show the love together.
不单单是一两个人的去向他们显示他的爱心，是我们整体一起向他显示爱心。
So in order to do this, we have to submit to each other.
哦，我们要这样子做的话，我们首先要彼此的顺服。
Are we willing to submit to each other?
我们愿不愿意彼此的顺服呢？
To shine the light before man is not a step-by-step process that we can just pick up from a book.
要在人前发光，并不是一个的步骤，我们不是怎么能够从一本书或者是你们读出来的。
It's a life transforming process, transformation process that we have to practice every day.
是一个改生命转变的一个过程，是我们需要每天的练习。
In the same way, the priest every morning go in there, they cut off the charge part of the wick.
就像那个祭司每天进去会把那个烧焦的灯芯剪掉。
So the lamp can burn better.
所以让灯可以燃烧得更旺。
So that God also trim our wicks, okay? We are the wicks. So God also trim our life.
就像神一直收剪我们的这个生命一样。
So we can burn better for him.
让我们可以燃烧得更旺为他。
And in between time, it's a very painful process.
但这个是一个非常痛苦的过程。
Are we ready for it?
我们准备好了吗？
And also there's a window opportunity that we can work for God.
而我们能够为神做工的这个时间也是有限的。
And Jesus said the light is coming, and man can work no more.
耶稣说那个光要再来，人就不能再工作了。
黑夜降到。
黑夜降到，人就不能再工作。
And John 林真能够 share a story of her dealing with a patient, and who is dying from cancer.
林真姐妹可以跟你分享一个她的一个病人要一个癌症病人的一个分享。
And she knows that her time's running out. Okay.
她知道她的时间无多了。
And she was a Christian.
她也是一个基督徒。
And what she keep saying that it is too late. It is too late.
她一直讲的就是已经太晚了。
Because all her life, she's not serving God, and now she knows this that it's too late. But even when she wants to serve.
因为她的整过去一直没有机会为神服侍，到现在他已经觉得生命时间无多，没有机会了。
So I encourage one of you, take the opportunity, work before the light comes, the night comes.
所以我鼓励大家能够把握住这个机会，在黑夜来到以前就能够为神做工。
Okay, can you, Ricky, can you close it with us for a prayer?